The Chocolate Maker's Wife by Karen Brooks and read by Willow Nash. To conclude, if God give you success, use it humbly and far from revenge. If he restore you upon hard conditions, whatever you promise, keep. Charles I's final letter to his son, Charles, Prince of Wales, 1649. 'Twill make old women young and fresh, create new motions of the flesh, and cause them to long for you know what, if they but taste of chocolate. Chocolate, or an Indian drink, translated by James Wadsworth, 1652. 1. In which a young woman encounters four men and some horses. On the 29th of May, 1662, God Almighty and ever-punishing chose to make it bloody hot. At least that's what Rosamond heard Sissy Barnes say as she staggered into the kitchen with a pail of milk. The current of warm air she brought with her caused the other two scullions to moan and flap their aprons at their faces, earning a scolding from Dorcas, the housekeeper, who told them to stop making such a blasted fuss. Rosamond pressed her lips together lest she too be accused of making a blasted fuss, and instead picked up the tray of bread, melting cheeses and coddled eggs to deliver to the sweltering guests waiting to break their fast in the taproom. Tobacco smoke hung thick in the air, punctuated only by the chittering of the finely dressed women who appeared to be competing with each other to see who could be the loudest. As Rosamond entered, one of them lamented in strident tones that the inn didn't provide coffee. A protest greeted with much head-shaking and tut-tutting. Rosamond didn't feel inclined to inform the heavily powdered woman, whose cheeks carried more patches than flesh, that they did indeed provide the bitter, silty beverage, but supplies had run out with the sudden influx of visitors. The women made a point of ignoring Rosamond, holding her responsible for their having to drink ale or sack like commoners, instead of the fashionable new drink fast becoming the rage in London. Their male companions offered her sly smiles and surreptitious winks. One of the so-called gentlemen even leaned behind his lady to pat Rosamond on the bottom. Overlooking this liberty, as she did all others because her stepfather, Paul Ballister, said a man was within his rights to treat a woman any way he wanted, a view Rosamond silently maintained her grandmother, Lady Eleanor Tompkins, would have contested, she replaced the tray behind the counter and waited to see if her services would be further required.